Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, out is good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big things, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where.
When my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Goodness, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in this fabulous Thursday evening to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I am your host, Miss Sammy Brooks, here to bring you another sexy flipping hour. We're going to be talking about webcamming. We're going to be talking about all kinds of naughty stuff, because that's what we do, because that's how we roll. We do. And I want to bring in my beautiful, beautiful, wonderful butterfly queen, Miss Sage Montana. Hello,
hello.
You, sexy? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fabulous. A little tired. I couldn't sleep well, or I didn't sleep well last night, so I'm a little tired today.
I feel you. I'm a little bit tired today, too.
Well, you have an excuse. I don't. You have an excuse. It's okay for you to be tired. You're dealing with all these webcam models and the little, bun in the oven. Me? Yeah, no, I have no excuse. I couldn't sleep. Could not sleep last night. It was horrible. I was having the weirdest dreams. I was in this, gang fight in this dream last night. I don't know. Maybe it's a movie I watched last week or something that just came back to haunt me. I was getting shot at, and I was in this motorhome driving down this weird road, and it crashed. It was, crazy.
Wow.
Right? I'm thinking I need to quit watching the news then. What do you think?
Probably. That's a good idea.
Probably. Yeah, that's a good idea. So anyway, you guys, today during our show, we're going to have an amazing, a fabulous guest that's going to be coming on here in about 15 to 18 minutes. Miss Anita Dixon will be joining us live. So make sure you guys, you know, call into the show at 646-595-4038 and make sure that you guys press 1. Otherwise, you're going to be left out in La La Land. Just saying, you won't be able to talk to us. So, Miss Sage, how did the photo shoots go, or have you not done them yet?
Yep, we started doing them, and we're going to kind of extend it out to get a couple more girls the ability to shoot, but we definitely started getting some of them done.
Oh, yay! So, okay, I know that you're in, like, you are so into everything in your webcam studio. Are you the one doing all the photography, or is somebody else doing it?
Me.
Are you serious? So you're, like, taking all of your time, and you're doing all the photography for these girls?
Yes,
literally.
Correct. Literally. That hot little picture you saw of Miss Natasha Lynn, yeah, that was taken by me.
Holy shit. Okay,
yeah.
So now we have to go into another conversation here, because I've known you so well over the last 5 years, but that's one of the things that I really did not know that you were really in. Did you, like, take photography classes, or?
You know what, I took them a long time ago, like when I was way young, way, way, way young. It's something that, like, a hobby of mine that I just enjoy doing, even if I'm not shooting, you know, naked girls. But when I have time to enjoy my hobbies, it's something that I like to do. So I definitely want to get another camera, like a more advanced camera, and shoot, especially now that the baby's coming.
Oh, my gosh. I could totally see you doing, like, those Ann Gettys pictures with your baby. I can totally see
Absolutely.
It. Like, you're gonna have your little baby in, like, little pea pod rats and all these little costumes.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be so stinking cute. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait to see that. I absolutely want you to take pictures of me when I'm in Vegas.
For sure.
I would be honored. Like, seriously, I would be so honored to have you as, you know, Miss Photographer. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? That's another thing we talk about, you know, for the you know what in January. Especially since you know what you're doing. Because there's another photographer that's going to be there, but I'm not so sure about that one.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, yeah. Ooh, I just came up with a few ideas. Oh, my gosh, I'm such a dork. So, everybody, happy Thursday. Glad you guys all tuned in. We are going to be talking about webcamming and everything you need to know about it, everything you shouldn't do, which I'm going to say something I did. I got in trouble. I got banned for one day on StreamMate just last week. Uh-huh, yeah, because... some little hoochie mama was jealous, and yeah, okay, we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But before we get into everything, like, really fun and yummy, I'm going to let Miss Angela do her dollhouse radio announcements. So, Miss Angela, take it away, baby, and we will be right back to all of you fabulous sex monsters. Okay, hello, announcements, no announcements, new, all right, yes, these announcements are fabulous, we have no announcements, they are so fabulous, all righty then, okay, no announcements for you guys, I decided, you know what, it's just not the right time. Goddamn blog talk radio, I swear to bejesus.
We haven't heard them for a minute.
This is like crazy. I don't understand what's going on. I'm going to send out a couple of little text messages after the show, after these minutes. So, okay, this is what happened. And you know that girls get away with doing this all the time. And I've been on StreamMate for over 5 years. And this has never been an issue. But somebody was hating and got me in trouble. Thank God it was only for 24 hours. So, you know, like to sell our dirty panties, even though we know we're not supposed to. But girls get away with it. We know yeah. we're not supposed to, but girls get away with it. And I was advertising the fact that if you wanted my panties after the show, just send me a message. And sure as shit, one of these little chicas got pissed off at me and a freaking clip into StreamMate, you know, reporting area. And I think I know who it is. I'm not going to say any names. Might start with a K. I'm not going to say anything. Anywho, yeah, so I go to log into work, and I see this big old thing. It says, oh, your account is under review. And I was like, what? I was like, what the hell do I do? I'm like, the only thing I do is, you know, sometimes show my tits in free chat, but I didn't do anything wrong. I'm like, huh. And then I call in, and they're like, oh, well, you can't sell any garments. I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? They're like, yeah, we have, you know, true to the minute feed of you. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, who takes the time to sit in front of every cam girl's chat room and record this shit? Seriously. Come
well,
on, girl.
You've been surprised.
Girls, okay, find your own goddamn sex monsters. Leave me the
yep.
fuck alone.
Yep, mind your business. You'd make money if you weren't busy recording other models.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So I'm just going to save all my panties and everything else for my website. So all of you sex monsters listening, you'll be able to acquire all those yummy, dirty things that you want to masturbate to on my website.
There you go.
Ay, my Lanta, I swear to bejesus. So what do you think about that, though? Do you, like, agree with that whole thing of not being able to sell, you know, our personal stuff, or do you agree with it?
I understand on the business side that StreamMate just doesn't want us to take their clients off the website, which is why they're saying don't do it. Because of the personal information exchange.
Right.
But if you found a way to allow us to do it, they're going
right.
to make more money.
And see, and this is what's so crazy is, like, I don't exchange my personal, this is a part of it that I don't agree with. When it comes to me getting, you know, selling my product, I take goals for my product because when the, monsters, you know, they email me, I say, oh, it's this, you know, this much gold, tip me this much gold during the show or, you know, in free chat or whatever, as long as you tip me and you send me your shipping address, when
right.
I send them the product, they never see my address for one, because they can't have it. And two, like, why would I, like, you really think I'm going to show up on their doorstep? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I know some girls, I will say, some girls are stupid and they do give out their own personal information. So I do understand it as well from a business perspective. But I think StreamMate really, really, truly should have some sort of a store for all of us cam models. Like, there should be something, some way for us to put our merchandise out there for all the naughty monsters. I really do.
Yeah, and you know, actually, I was just looking at the cam model store.
Yeah.
That a lot of the models have. And if StreamMate could find a way to create their own version of that.
Right.
That's one less place the girls would turn to.
Right. And, you know, it's so crazy when you talk about the cam model store. It's like, you know, all these girls are doing webcamming over there now, too. Like, they're actually doing cam shows on the cam model store. And StreamMate's got a, I think the one thing that StreamMate has competition with is the fact that they actually allow the models to sell their things, whether it be bras, panties, toys, shoes, Lord knows what the hell they're selling, cookies, freaking everything. They're selling everything
right.
from baked goods to dirty dildos.
Yeah, they are.
They really, truly are. And I would it would be a blessing if StreamMate would actually let us girls do something like that. Literally. Literally. And Miss Anita Dixon, if you are out there and you're listening, make sure that you press 1 when you call in, honey, so that way I can put you into the show. And remember, the number to call into is 646-595-4038. That goes for Miss Anita Dixon, who is our guest that is coming up. And to all of you naughty little sex monsters out there listening. Oh, my gosh. So, Miss Sage Montana, how are you feeling these days? Because I know, okay, and I'm not going to lie, your fucking tits are even huger than last week. Dude, what the truck? Like, your, I'm not going to lie, your boobs are so damn big that they're ginormous.
Yeah, they definitely, I think my boobs are trying to compete with my belly at this point. Like, they're feeling like the belly's sticking out further and they want to creep out on me. But yeah, they're definitely filling up. There's no milk coming out yet, thankfully, but they're filling up.
Oh my gosh, that is just crazy. Crazy, crazy. Because I saw you on cam.
Yeah,
I saw you on cam. And you were wearing that cute little, oh my gosh, what do you call it? Like fishnet pink thingy. And
oh, yeah.
That fishnet was like, yeah.
Holding on to your life.
It was like ready to burst at the seams. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And if you guys out there listening have not gone and seen Sage on cam, I'm telling you right now, if you like big old bitties, you got your work cut out for those big old bitties, because they will slap you in your face and your balls and come back twice again and do it over. I'm just saying.
Yep. Yeah, I think that they are getting bigger. I've been in denial, but they are getting bigger.
No, they are. They are. I'm a witness. I saw on cam that they are ginormous.
Yeah, definitely.
And you only have a few more months left.
I know. Should try this today.
Are you getting more tired, though? Like, are you feeling more wore out?
By the time I leave here, I need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Or if I do too much, like, I do a lot of walking on my days off. Like, I'll go walk, like, anywhere from 4 to 5 miles when I'm not coming into the studio. So usually after that, I'm, like, asleep for, like, 3-4 hours solid.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
Yeah, because where I live is there's a lot of beautiful trails, and I can just take my dog. And actually, Little Miss Black Rainbow goes with me. And we walk our doggies, and we get our little exercise in, and then I'm down for the count after that.
Oh, my goodness, that's freaking crazy. And that heat, too, and that's got to be killing you, because I had somebody in the camera in my chat room last night, and he had said it was 103 degrees, and it was 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it was
eight,
or it was like 6 o'clock, I think.
It usually doesn't start. It's finally starting to cool down, and by cool down, I mean like it's like 90 at like 8 o'clock. But... yeah, we try to go early in the morning, and last time we went early enough, it was about 87, and by the time we were done walking, it was about 95.
Good golly.
I know. I'm just excited. You know, usually it cools down by the mid-October to the end, so that'll make my walks much easier, because I'm hoping to walk all the way up until the 10th.
Good for you. Oh, that's good. Oh, my gosh. You're going to be so primed and ready for freaking Vegas. You're in Vegas. But for the show in January, oh, my gosh, can't wait. Can't wait. Me and the 30 can't wait to see you.
No, I can't wait either.
Okay, so without further ado, here comes our little guest. She is ready to come in. I'm going to bring her on right now. Miss Anita Dixon. Hello, darling. How are you?
Hello. I'm awesome. How are you doing, darling?
Fabulous, fabulous. Anita, meet Sage. Sage, meet Anita.
Hi, Sage. You know, I've seen you off and on for years and stuff. It's like we all run in the same circles, I think.
Nice.
We do.
Well, thank you, ladies.
You may do. We are like in a total webcam circle. All the girls on stream, and it's like we all know who each other is. Well, okay, wait. Let me take two steps back. If we're a regular cam model that cams all the time, then we know who we are. But if you only cam once a week, we don't know who the fuck you are.
That's so true. You got to be sort of regular with it, and you know we're all on Twitter too, so that's a nice thing because we can all chit chat back and forth and stuff. And it's like, hey, what was up with the site? Or you know,
right?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
So anyway, thank you, ladies, for having. I'm doing really well. Thank you so much. Having a good day.
Good.
Cooking and playing with the doggies. Getting ready to work tonight after I get offline with you, ladies, and stuff. So,
yeah, I know
you're doing well.
We had spoke yesterday. Me and Anita did, and you're more of a later nighttime cam model, correct?
I am sort of, you know, this is weird. I'm sort of changing it up a little bit. I'm trying to find my complete good group. I used to be just mornings, and then I started popping on at night also, and I noticed my nights are really good. So I'm trying to do almost like a split shift, but I tell you what, it's taking it out on me. Like, I think I'm getting a little loopy because my whole timing is screwed up. I don't know if I should sleep or nap. Or what?
Sleep or masturbate?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to catch shifts at all different times. I used to be just mornings, and I'd work days. But when I first began, you know, years ago, I only worked at night. So it's, you know, I do in the morning, and then I usually will pop back on in the evening around 8 or 9 till probably midnight. So, you know.
Gotcha. And you're, okay, because you're on, so because I know that you're in a different state than I am. And so what's your time difference from me? Because I'm on PST time. Are you like an hour or 2 hours ahead of me?
It's a 2 hour difference. I'm in central time. So I actually had to look it up on the clock today because you're like, oh, yeah, call it at this time. I'm like, how many hours difference is that?
You know what? I'm actually going to write that down because I know the Eastern time, obviously, 3 hours ahead of me. But the Central time, when I have when me and Sage have a guest on that Central time, I always forget to tell them, oh, by the way, this is the time you call in, because I'll give the Pacific Standard Time and I'll give the Eastern time, and my dumbass forgets to say, oh, by the way, it's actually this time for you, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, and that's just way too much math, man. That's like, wait, okay, add an hour, take away 2 hours. Plus one.
Like, I can do math in inches, especially when it comes to a man's cock. I'm great with that. Got that covered.
Well, yeah. Now, you know, I have this little joke about men. I always say women are bad at about judging distances in inches because, you know, for years we've heard this is 8 inches, but really it's only 5. You know, we've always been lied to about the size of stuff.
Right? Oh, my gosh. And some guys take offense to that every once in a while, and I don't know why, because it's actually true.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, I don't know. You know, I get a lot of guys in my room that like that SPH, so, you know, it's pretty funny.
Oh, my. Yes.
That is huge.
Yeah. Don't Sage, do you get that too, the SPH?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yeah, they feel so inferior to my boobs.
Oh my god. Honey, I think everyone feels inferior to those gorgeous pothouses.
Thank you.
I popped in your room. And I was like, oh my god.
They're beyond ginormous. Her titties are so damn big. Here's an instance of a conversation. So today, my hubby, we're sitting at the table, and he picked up my boobs. He goes, god damn, he goes, those new ones are, like, really fucking heavy. He goes, and they're, you know, they're kind of big. I said, no, they're not. He's like, yeah. I said, hello. I said, remember Sage's titties? I said, they're fucking ginormous. I said, I still have room. I could put those ones inside of here.
Oh, my goodness.
And Furby was like, no. He goes, I couldn't. Oh, my gosh. I hope he's so not listening. But he was like,
oh, he probably
would swallow.
He legitimately like, just texted me.
Deanna, it's the weirdest thing. Cam girl conversations you have with your friends or significant others, it's like,
yes,
we are definitely not going to a proper tea, okay?
Right.
You know, we're all getting down and dirty. It's like, okay, well, what's your favorite lube?
Seriously. And I'm not going to lie, okay, I love all my porn girls out there, all my girls that I have performed with, all my male talent that I've performed with. I love you all. But I will say, when it comes to conversations, cam girl conversations are more interesting than anything, because we have done and seen more than any porn stars will ever see. I'm just saying.
And you know what? That is so true. Y'all know I've been in the business, 6 years now? And just when I think I've seen and heard everything, No. Along comes a new one, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, really? You know?
Seriously.
It's fun, though. I love it. It's hilarious.
It is fun.
It's a great
job.
So
for you, okay, Anita, what is the most, interesting thing that you've seen on cam? Like, the most interesting thing that really blew your mind, and you're like, did that just happen? Yeah, that just happened.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm glad that this is a not on normal radio.
You can say it here. Say fuck shit, damn, holy donkey ball.
I've seen a lot, obviously. And because y'all know, you know, you're in this business long enough, you're going to see a lot. And there was a guy, and I didn't have to do anything. He just wanted a cam to cam, went in exclusive. And he just wanted to show himself sucking his own cock.
That's amazing some of them can do that.
I know.
Right?
I was thinking, are you, like, missing half your backbone or something? I mean, I can't even kiss my toes.
Taken out?
I know. I can't even kiss my own toes at, you know, this stage of my life. And this guy is giving himself a blowjob, and I was like, wow.
He's one of the few that never has to leave home. Like all men say.
Exactly.
If I could suck my own cock, I would never leave home.
That is definitely one that sticks in my brain, you know.
But did he swallow his cum after he came?
Yes, he did. Yeah, and, you know, and I absolutely adore these guys because, you know what, I think sometimes as, and I don't know, I'm sure you ladies think of it sometimes, these guys have these fantasies and these fetishes that they cannot do necessarily in real life. Like, their wives wouldn't like it, or their girlfriends, or if they did it, they would be fucking arrested, you know? I get these guys sometimes, like, you know, CEI, cum eating instructions, and some of them are quite interesting. They have a whole little routine they like to do, you know?
You are so absolutely correct when it comes to guys. And, of course, us girls, like, and Sage knows this, you know this. When it comes to guys that come into our chat room, and they're our regulars, and they've been our regulars for years, and we know exactly how their routine is. Like, we know exactly what they want. We know how the show is going to go. And that's why they love us, and that's why they keep coming back, because we cater to everything that they do like, you know, especially the guys, and I'm going to just throw this one out there, like the guys who love women's lingerie. They can only feel comfortable doing this in the comfort of us girls. Like, they can't do that around their wives. Like, I've got a handful of guys that absolutely would never share that secret with their wives or their friends, whatever. But they actually bring that fetish out with us girls. You know?
Yeah, I like those guys that have those kinks or fetishes that are like that, where they come in and they want to show, and they want to show you. It's nice for them to put on a show for you.
Oh, I fucking love it, because I've seen more fashion from men and more, and like, I told Anita this yesterday on the phone. I was like, some of these mother truckers have more expensive shoes than I've got. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
This is
awesome. So unfair. I'm like, dork faces. I'm like, can you send me a pair of those in a size 8.5, please?
But this is the hardest.
So, Anita, what else, you know, because you had mentioned this to me, you not only are you an amazing webcam model, but you also have this thing going on, which I adore, completely, completely adore you for, is you're volunteering as a rescue dog owner. Like, you take care of all these animals. Tell me a little bit. Did I lose you? Anita, darling. Miss Anita. Anita. Anita, did I lose you?
Sounds like she dropped off, maybe. Maybe she'll call right
now.
She's still
in the queue. I see her. I got control.
Did she mute us?
I'm not sure. Anita, are you there, darling? Did you accidentally put your phone on mute?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. I'm like, where did she go?
My damn cheekbones put y'all on mute. I'm sorry, ladies.
So you can hear me, but we couldn't hear you.
Yeah, and I'm just blabbing away. I'm sorry, ladies. But anyway, how I got into the dog thing was I was looking to, I rescued my pit bull. And what had happened, someone dumped her in a local park, and she was abandoned there for like 5 or 6 days, and no one could get her. And they needed a foster, you know, for a few days. So I said, okay, I'll foster her. And anyway, fell in love with her. I became a foster failure. And so I started volunteering with an organization, and what we do is we go in and we rescue dogs that are chained up outside, and we build fences, or we'll rehome them and this and that. And that's just sort of how I became involved with it. And I do volunteer, you know, a couple weekends a month.
That is so amazing. And it's awesome to hear that you do something, you know, so wonderful for non-humans, you know, our four-legged friends. Because that's actually how our pit bull got rescued. He had been chained up for, like, I didn't tell you this yesterday, but he had been chained up for Lord knows how long, and this is before I met my husband, but that's how he acquired our pit bull, is he was just left outside all the time, chained up on this freaking pole, and he ended up rescuing him from a girl who couldn't keep the poor thing, and it's the most lovable dog in the world. Besides my dog.
No.
Besides my dog.
I know. It's like my Zaw. She is just like the most amazing, loving dog in the entire world. And she knows it. And she looks at me and I can feel the hugs coming from her. Like, I love you. And you
know, right. It's almost like on her freaking fans online. It's like you can feel the hugs coming through the internet. It's like, yeah,
oh, definitely.
I know you love me. I know you love me, and I love you, too.
Yes, there are definitely some like that.
Okay, so we have a caller waiting patiently for us. So I'm going to bring him on right now.
Wonderful.
Mr. Sweet Pea, is that you, darling?
Hello, Sammy. Yes, it is. Hello, Sammy Sage. How are you?
And Anita.
Okay.
We have Anita.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So, Sweet Pea, do you have any wonderful questions for the amazing Anita?
Yes, I was noticing on her Twitter page she's also a chef. I was wondering, has she ever done any cam shows in her kitchen?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that is so funny you said that. I used to do them at least once a week a few years ago, and I got out of it. But I have had requests lately to start back doing cooking webcam shows, and I'll probably start them back maybe once a week. But I used to do it all the time with a cute little apron, and you probably didn't follow me then. I was under Lucky Day, but I've done barbecue shrimp online during shows and cookies and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. So, but I have done them, and I actually might start doing them. I'll probably run them as a gold show, maybe, you know, 30 minutes or so. But, yeah, they're fun. You know, you can do all kinds of naughty things with food.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Zucchini, carrots, cucumbers, bananas. I'm telling you, you never know where they end up. I'm just saying.
You know, and there's nothing like a hot butter sauce, you know.
Oh, boy, especially when you're buttering her sauce.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't have the cucumber without the cum.
I probably will start doing some more kitchen shows. I miss doing that.
It's funny that he had brought that up, because when I had first started webcamming, I did cooking shows, and I was in the kitchen all the damn time. And then I don't know what happened when I moved to California. I just kind of quit, I don't know why. I just kind of quit doing them.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
See, and that's weird. I was doing them too all the time, and like I said, at least once a week. And I just sort of stopped doing them. And I was like, and I've had several requests, and I think some of it is because of my Twitter account. You know, they reached out and they're, when are you gonna start doing cooking shows or something? So,
oh my gosh. Well, definitely get back into it, sister, because it is a hot number, obviously.
I think as we roll into the winter months, I usually will end up cooking more and doing more stuff. I just seem to cook more in the winter than the summer. As a matter of fact, I have red beans and rice on now because I'm Southern and, you know, you got to have red beans and rice.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we need to exchange recipes because I just cooked a big old batch of beans and rice for all of my husband's friends last week. Holy biscuits. It was so goddamn good that I actually surprised myself.
Oh, yummy.
Can I just say that you guys shouldn't talk about food when a pregnant girl is on the phone?
I know. Sage is like, really? Thanks, Sage.
My mouth is watering.
No, Sage, when I come up to Vegas, because the hotel that we're staying at for the show, we have a kitchenette. I'm going to make you you won't be pregnant then, but I'll just make it anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Who gives a shit? Oh, my gosh. The baby won't even be able to eat it then. The baby's going to be too little. Oh, my gosh. It's going to, yes. We just went from sex to food. But what better way to really get everybody going and turned on, you know, with anything
other than food?
Like, food is the sexiest thing you could ever do. Like, there's so many things sexually that you can do with food to really get the mood started. I mean, Sage, I have to ask you, when you acquired the little, bun in the oven, were you enjoying some yummy foodie woody?
In the beginning, I was, yes.
You know what I think, honestly, is one of the sexiest things in the world. It's, I know this is crazy, but, like, you have, like, a major, like, sex session, and then you're hungry and you want to eat, and then there's some like cold lo mein noodles or something in your fridge, and you just go back to bed and they're naked and eat naked lo mein noodles with your partner and then have sex again, of course.
Right.
She is totally from the South. So she called the ramen noodles romaine. And, you know, here in the West, we call romaine lettuce.
No, lo mein. Lo mein. Like, I love lo mein at all. I eat them cold.
You mean like ramen? And, like
no,
ramen?
No, they're not ramen. No, it's lo mein. It's L-O-M-E-I-N.
Oh, lo mein. I thought you were saying romaine,
yeah.
Like R-O. I thought you said R-O, not L-O.
That's my Southern. I'm sorry.
God damn Southern girls. I'm telling you. What?
Oh, my gosh. My voice recognition, when I Google out, you know, like you can say it for your voice, it never understands me. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
They should have, like, an app for Southern and Western. Like, seriously. Because I have. Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh. If we could put ourselves into those each categories for an app. Oh. That would be tremendously the funniest thing in the freaking world. Like, if I put myself in the Southern app and I started talking, I can only imagine what the hell would happen.
Oh, that would be funny.
It would be interesting, that's for damn sure.
Well, that is awesome. Oh, my goodness, that's so funny. But,
so, Ms. Sage, do you have any yummies to ask our amazing Anita that's on the show with us?
Well, actually, I was just looking through some of her comments from your fans, and one of your guys said, I told her I wanted to play with her pearl necklace, and she made her pussy my oyster. Right?
Yeah.
So dirty. Do tell. Do tell.
Yeah. All right, I'm blushing. I'm so glad that we're not webcamming this show right now because I'm totally blushing.
Watch out. That will happen one day. Just saying.
I'm sure it will. Yeah, it was, you know, it's actually one of my regulars, and we were doing a block session, messing around, and he wanted something. I was like, I don't know, but, you know, I got this beautiful pearl necklace. Oh, he wanted panty stuffing or something, I guess, and I'm careful about certain things I do because I know you can't do certain things. And I was feeling wild and frisky that evening. And, I mean, this is a huge strand of pearls. I mean, I think if I undid them, they'd probably be, like, 8 feet long maybe. I mean, like an anaconda snake, but pearls aren't that big. And we did it, and I was doing, you know, a little pearl play. And he just loved it. And now he comes in time and he wants like a little pearl play or this and that. Now we're making designs out of it.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
He's the sweetest guy in the world. He's so sweet and a very nice gentleman, and I'm like, oh, okay, what's up? No. But yeah,
Anita and the pearl necklace.
And the bathing is, they were like my grandmother's pearls, and so now I'm like, oh my god, I feel like sacrilegious or something. I've desecrated my grandmother's pearls. and every time I put them on now, I'm like, I don't know if I feel proper wearing these anymore.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have to say, it was probably 5 years ago I did naughties with a long string of pearls, and I actually had to throw them away because they weren't the same after a while.
Oh my. I'll have to remember that.
Especially watch the discoloration of some of the little pearls.
Same. I was going to say that. You used to wear your pearls all the time. In fact, the picture I have of you behind me, you have your pearls.
You know what? I did. I did all the time, and it's so funny because when I went to shoot the other day, I took my pearls. I didn't use them for one of the shoots, but I was like, damn, I haven't wore these in forever. I was like, I might have to break those suckers out. It's been like 3 years since I think I wore
pearls. Yeah, well, you know, we could start a trend out. Let's start wearing pearls again.
Yeah, I started wearing the hearts. Like, Sage, and you know this, like, you see girls with heart necklaces on all the time.
Yeah.
I'm about to get rid of my diamond heart necklace. Not get rid of it. And, I'd get my ass kicked for that one. But I think I'm going to set this one in the jewelry box and, like, change things up a little and see how that new flow goes.
I feel like I just need to break out my pearls now. Like, I'm feeling a little left out, but I haven't.
I think we should.
Let's get our pearls on.
Let's get our pearls on. What do you think, Sweetie? What do you think,
Sweetie?
I think we should all break out a pearl necklace.
Oh, yes. I wish I could give pearl necklaces to all of you.
Sweetie, think it. CT's sitting there, and his cock is nice and hard, and he's thinking, oh, my God, these three hunches with pearl necklaces on.
He's like, I'm going to stroke, and each one of you are going to get a fabulous pearl necklace. Every
on
one
an oyster
of you,
bed.
From my cock to your face and neck, just saying.
Oh, that's too funny.
I tell you, you girls are too gosh darn much, I tell you. You're all about to give me my own pearl necklace from all the fucking excitement over here in Sammy Land.
Oh, God.
Oh, holy biscuits, Batman. So I have to ask you. Oh, go ahead. What was that, Sweetie?
I was going to say, getting back to the food thing, I got one more comment about that. If you can make do baking cookies in the form of either sex toys or sexy parts, would you call them sugar and nookies?
Sugar and nookies. You know what? And I still owe Sweet Pea cookies because I told him after the yummy bracelet, he didn't, you know, give me a fabulous pearl necklace. But he sent me a fabulous bracelet. And I still owe him fucking cookies. And so don't hate me at Sweet Pea. It's coming your way, literally. Like,
I would never
before
hate
Christmas.
You.
Oh, I know, okay. But I'm saying before Christmas, you'll have a yummy package coming your way. A yummy
okay,
package.
Okay, well, before Christmas is my birthday, so in December, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well,
there you go. Yes. We'll have birthday cookies shaped in something yummy.
Sex themes are, you know, I have never made anything naughty shaped cookie wise, but that doesn't mean it's out of the picture because I've got a couple recipes for some really cool rolled cookies and stuff. I'm gonna have to think about that.
Oh, you can do it. Just saying, it's really easy, especially when you go buy the little cake pans and the little dilly bobbers that you can shape everything, but like the pans and the forms are already ready.
I know.
And
I think
you
might
even
have to go to a sex store.
Right.
Oh, I got the perfect idea. What if you combined like a lingerie with a cookbook, you know, and you can call it good looking and good cooking.
Oh,
there you go.
That is a good idea. But now that you said that,
looking
though,
good and cooking.
There you go. I actually am working on a little cookbook right now, just in my spare time. And so it should be interesting, but that might be a way to go. I have a certain friend I enjoy, and he's asked me for, had made this crab recipe, West Indian salad, this big southern thing. And he found out I make it, and he goes, no. And so I'm getting ready to make some of that for one of my friends. So,
one of my friends.
You know, every girl's got to have a friend when she's single. You know?
Every girl's got to have a damn friend when she's single.
That's right.
I love your accent. It's so cute. Oh my gosh. That's so stinking cute. And don't get mad if I'm, like, you know, trying to have a Southern accent, because my trying to make a Southern accent doesn't work all the time.
No, but you know what? It honestly takes a lot for me to get mad. I don't get mad at all usually.
Yay!
So. I'm pretty chill.
This is happy girls. You know, happy girls.
That's right. That's right. You know, you've been in this business long enough, and you ladies are like me. You know, you can get mad about stuff usually because it's like, oh, geez, I'd just be mad all the time if I was mad about stuff.
But how can we get mad when we masturbate and we get a cum all the time? Like, I don't understand how we could, like, actually have a bad day. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's not possible.
I don't know, but you know what happens sometimes, because I've been in rooms with, like, just not spying other models, I don't do that, but I'll just go and see, you know, what's going on, trying to keep up with, you know, what's a new thing going, you know, and then you see some models, and they're just pissed. They're just mad women. I'm like, what's
they're
wrong with you guys?
I swear they're on their little monthly process. And they're trying to figure out how to process out of that negativity.
I don't know. I'm thinking, you're getting paid to have fun.
Right?
And, you know, and I'm like,
well, the
you
thing
know,
is,
I just,
though, but they, this is what they don't get. Okay, here is the thing that all you girls out there listening, that you're a negative Nancy in your chat room. Yes, I said negative Nancy, because that's what some of you bitches are. When you are being negative, when you're being negative and not having fun, guess what? You bitches ain't getting paid, all right?
That's
smile,
right. Mm-hmm.
Look pretty, masturbate, have fucking fun with every person that comes into your chat room. And don't block somebody just because they're sitting there watching you in your chat room. Because guess what? That could be the next biggest offender you'll ever have in your freaking chat room. Just saying. Sorry.
No, you know what? And that is so true. I've had guys. No, that's true. I've had guys come in my room for weeks at a time, just sitting there, not just saying anything.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
I greet everyone. And they'll sit there. And then the next thing I know, I get an hour block from them. And they end up tipping me like $200, you know, $200 gold.
Uh-huh.
And they just sit there, and they're wanting to get to know you, and they watch you, and they watch your personality. They see how you are. And that's the thing,
yes.
You know. I've only blocked people on occasion, and it's just that they're rude. And I mean rude as in, would you let your dog lick your pussy? You're blocked, you know. I mean, something along those lines, you know. I mean,
there's something different when it comes to when you have idiots that are into being assholes or into fetishes that are absolutely intolerable for the website and for its models, actually.
But
that's
the guys
when
are
you
just
ask,
hanging.
You know, you just,
yeah, that's completely different.
But girls,
I mean,
you... But this is my thing. The one thing that I don't understand is if I have my chat room going, or I'm doing a gold show, which I only do maybe once every 3 to 6 months, and I'm sitting in there, and I got all these people coming in the chat room, and I see girls, what they'll do is, oh, you're not talking to me? Oh, you're blocked. Oh, you're not talking to me? Oh, you're blocked. Oh, you're not tipping me? Oh, you're double blocked. And girls, you need to stop. I'm telling you right now, it's not a good idea. Because those boys are looking at the candy store and finding that sweetness that they want to lick. And when they find
it,
they're going to spend the money to take to the sweetness.
and that is so true. And I think you ladies agree with that. I mean, some guys, they work, you know, these guys, they work hard for their money, just like we do. And they want to find the perfect person that fits them. And they have all these choices out there. I mean, at any given time, there might be 1,800 models online at once at StreamMates, and they're looking for that special one that hits them the special way. And if you're just going to be mean to them, they can move on.
Yes, they want that sugary sweetness in that candy store that says, oh, yeah, that one right there just made my cock hard, or that one right there, she just made my pussy really fucking wet. And that's because that's how we roll, and that's how they roll.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, I mean, and I don't know. I always treat everyone the way I want to be treated. And, you know, y'all, people come into my room, they treat me right, I'm going to treat them right, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Sage knows that. And Sage knows this better than anybody because she's got a studio for, full of girls. And she knows.
I know.
Right, Miss Sage?
Yep, I tell them all the time.
And she's so not even going to go into it, but she's like, yep.
I know, so I don't know how you do it, Sage, between being a baby mama here and webcam model and a business owner and handling all the girls, because that's tough. Models are tough girls to handle, and the guys are tough to handle. It's hard.
Yeah,
it is. But you know what? Sage is truly one of a kind and is somebody that every girl out there listening right now that works on StreamMate, you need to be on Sage's side because she'll have your back when it comes down to it. Just saying.
That's right.
Oh, and yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing. Any girls that are listening out there, you need to get in with a studio that's going to give you good training. I know when I started, no one gave me training, and I got thrown to the wolves. And I was like, what the heck is this about?
And I
know that you.
Oh, go ahead, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know Sage and you, y'all do great, you know, and jobs with some of the models, you know, because sometimes these people don't know. I didn't know jack crap, and I was 41 years old when I started. I didn't know anything. I was pure vanilla, you know. I had just gotten divorced. I didn't know anything but missionary. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
And Lord knows the things I could tell you now.
Now she does tricks with her pearls.
Now it's the pearl.
Now she knows what doggy is, and she knows where the things should not go, and she's taking them. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Mr. Sleepy, we're coming up on to the end of the show. Is there any more questions that you have for us, girls, darling?
I was just thinking if you could actually make an extended pearl necklace, like a lasso, basically, and whip that around. You can imagine that.
Oh, my gosh. Sweet Pea, we love you. We love you.
I love you, too. And by the way, Anita, I'm following you on Twitter, and I will be following you as well on StreamAid, too.
Yay!
And I even sent you a message, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Okay, so, Sweet Pea, we have to say goodbye to you, honey, because us girls are going to finish out the show for the next few minutes, and we will talk to you next week, baby doll, Sweet Pea.
Okay.
Thank you for
Take
calling
care,
in.
Love
you too, honey. Aw, love you, Sweet Pea.
Bye, Sweet Pea.
Take care.
Okay. Miss Anita, I would love for you to give shout-outs to everybody out there listening, where they can find you on webcam and anything that you have going on that you would love everybody to know.
Uh-oh, did we lose her?
Are you there? Anita. Okay, Anita's going to be...
No, I'm here. I'm here. Hold on.
Oh, there you are. Did you hit that damn phone with your chin again?
I know. I didn't want to put you on speaker, but okay. Well, anyway, my shout-out is I'm Anita Dixon. I'm on Twitter, but I'm also on StreamMate. It's Anita_Dixon_. And I'm usually really good at being found early in the morning, so late at night.
Yes, and I'm actually going to give you the full link to her cam show, which is Anita_Dixon.camels.com, which you guys can go and you can find her on there, and she will be masturbating fabulously for you every time she's on. And also, make sure you follow her on Twitter at Anita_Dixon_. So, you know, she's got two underscores going on, so that's something special. All right.
I like to be undercover, you know what I mean?
That's how she rolls. That is how she rolls. And Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout-out, baby doll.
All right, guys, follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. And, of course, you can watch me live tonight around 7 at SageMontana.CamModels.com.
And also, if any of you listening who are interested in becoming a wonderful, fabulous, you know, webcam model, calling all girls, and especially if you live in Vegas, please go on to SinCityStudios.com because that's where my girl Sage is. And she has a full-on studio in Vegas, and she's the bestest in the westest. And she will take care of you 200%. I'm just telling you, all you cam models out there listening, make sure you go on to SinCityStudios.com, and my girl will love you and take care of you forever. You give her two bucky, she's sucky. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You ladies are so awesome. Thank you so much for inviting me on. I so appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the time. Thank you, Miss Anita. Thank you. And everybody else out there listening, thank you so much for joining in. You can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, Sammy_Brick69. On Facebook, which I'm never really on, but you can follow me on there, SammyBrick69. Also on my webcam, Sammy_Brick69@SammyBrick.com. Okay, on that note, we are out. We're out. We had a fabulous time. And, make sure you guys... I love you, Anita. You're fabulous, Sage.
Thank you. And you ladies keep in touch. And
Yes. I'll be texting you later, Miss Anita. You are fabulous.
Yes, and who knows? I might make a trip out to Vegas in January to say hello to my lady.
I'm telling you. I'm going to send you all the info because I have something else that I want to throw your way. So we will be talking very soon. My little love muffin,
we'll be talking to you very soon. Honey, don't make me break out that southern accent again with my little pearl necklace.
I might have to go down to Nashville and look for fucking Blake Shelton or go to Texas. He might be somewhere down there. Oh, wait, no, he's in Kentucky.
Actually, Blake Shelton is in Oklahoma.
Oh, he's in Kentucky yesterday on The Voice. That mother trucker.
I think he lives in
Oakland. I'm going to kick his ass. That's it. I'm going to get in my private plane and fly out there.
There you go. We'll just tie him up with our pearl necklaces and get him.
That's it. Girls, it's pearl necklace time. All right, girls, let's grab our necklaces and let's all masturbate. Have a fabulous evening.
All right.
Everybody,
good night.
Tune in.
It's pearl necklace night.
Yes. Next Thursday evening, we're going to have a yummy guest coming your way. I will tell you all about it on Tweet Tweet. I will send it out to you very soon. Kisses, girls. Have a fabulous night.
Kisses to you, ladies. Thank you, Sage and Sammy. I appreciate it. Bye, sweetie. Thanks.
Bye, Furby. We love you, Furby. I'm so
Furby. Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, shout.
I'll let your boy
come get with Young Dro.
Best thing smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of paint.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stink. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin', do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off, finish shit in white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't king.
Me and Dave, you stood and I said,
yeah.
Who is that cutie standing over there?
Uh-huh.
I never seen you, but I'd be glad to meet you. Treat you to some things you like. Right then and there, I. got no doubt he's gonna tell his boy.
Cause I really wanna drink. I'm about to put it on ya.